This morning's sermon does not, it doesn't fix anything, and it, you may end this sermon feeling a little bit uncomfortable, more uncomfortable than you started. You may be a little bit satisfied, but it doesn't sit quite well. That's just the warning. So if at the end of the sermon things just aren't sitting quite well, that's kind of the character of the psalm too. It just doesn't quite sit well. Because it seems to say, right at the beginning, it says something to God. It says, "Wake up!" Everybody awake now? Yeah. Have you ever felt neglected by God? Like you're saying, "God, where are you? Things are not going so well here. What are you thinking? How could you just let all this stuff happen? You've done great things before, so how come you're not doing it now?" There's devastation everywhere. People are dying. People are sick. Every one of those sick or dying people is the child of someone who is inconsolable. What's wrong with you? Could you look over here? Could you do something about all of this? Save us. You ever said a prayer like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. The writer of Psalm 80 did say a prayer like that. Although, sometimes we'll read Psalms of Lament, and you'll say that, it's sort of like my life is in shambles, and this feels good to see that someone else had it. Although this psalm isn't necessarily a my life is in shambles, it's the whole community is in shambles lament. So a lament is a passionate expression of sorrow or grief. That's what this psalm is, this passionate expression of sorrow or grief. And there's corporate lament, a passionate community expression of sorrow or grief. And then there's personal lament, a passionate personal expression of sorrow or grief, right? And sometimes they're really woven together. So you hear the corporate lament, and you're like, "Yeah, I feel that here." Or you hear the personal lament, and the whole community is like, "Yeah, we get that." Listen to this morning's reading from The Message. It's another translation, actually a paraphrase of the Bible that really, it really brings out the feelings of sorrow and grief in this passage, even more so, I think, than the reading that I did early on. Here's what it says. "Listen, shepherd, Israel's shepherd, get all your Joseph sheep together. Throw beams of light from your dazzling throne so Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh can see where they're going. Get out of bed. You've slept long enough. Come on the run before it's too late. Remember how you brought a young vine from Egypt, cleared out the brambles and briars, and planted your very own vineyard? You prepared the good earth. You planted her roots deep. The vineyard filled the land. Your vine soared and shaded the mountains, even dwarfing the giant cedars. Your vine ranged west to the sea, east to the river. So why do you no longer protect the vine? Trespassers pick its grapes at will. Wild pigs crash through and crush it, and the mice nibble away at what's left. God of the angel armies, turn our way. Take a look at what's happened and attend to this vine. Care for what you once tenderly planted, the vine you raised from a shoot. And those who dared set it on fire, give them a look that it will kill. And take the hand of your once favorite child, the child you raised to adulthood. We will never turn our back on you. Breathe life into our lungs so we can shout your name. God, God of the angel armies, come back. Smile your blessing smile. That will be our salvation." This Psalm 80, even at the end where it's like, "God, please restore us." That's the bulletin cover today. Restore us. Even as it says restore us, it's still an angry community saying, "Why have you let this happen? It's real, it's raw, it's passionate, it's sorrow and grief, and it comes right from the Bible. How could you let, God, how could you let 10 doctors be murdered in Afghanistan last week? Get out of bed. You've slept long enough. Come on the run before it's too late. How could you let children die? How could you possibly let that kind of devastation happen to anyone? Get out of bed, God. You've slept long enough. Come on the run before it's too late. There's too much poverty. There's too much hunger. Too many are homeless. Get out of bed, God. You've slept long enough. Come on the run before it's too late. Floods, famine, violence. Get out of bed, God. You've slept long enough. Come on the run before it's too late. People are responding to each other with hate, God. They're angry and they're saying and doing awful things to one another. They're making up things to scare people. Their humanity's sense of care, forgiveness, acceptance, tolerance, and love seems to have evaporated. Get out of bed, God. You've slept long enough. Come on the run before it's too late. Smile your blessing smile, God. That will save us. These are the raw words that are so much like this morning's psalm. And they are the emotions that this community may feel. They're the emotions that the community in Salmonok, or the community in Illinois, or the community in the United States, the community in the world feels. And we want to shout out, get out of bed, God. Roll up your sleeves and do something about this. Just like the writers of the psalm, the writer of Psalm 80 did, said, get out of bed. Help us. Save us.
I told you it wasn't going to sit
super well. It doesn't sit super well with me because I'm uncomfortable with this. Get out of bed, God, and do something, because I feel like I can't tell God what to do. I can ask God, but what's God going to do if I'm screaming and shouting like that? I think the record from the Bible is that God's going to listen and God's going to say, I get it. I get your pain. I don't know what God's going to do when we shout and scream like that. We're not the only ones who read the Psalms. And it's the writer of Psalm 80 isn't the only one who wrote a psalm of lament. There's lots of psalms of lament. More than half of the psalms are sad. They're angry. They're saying, get out of bed, God. Come and do something. Why aren't you listening to me? Why have you turned away? But then there's a psalm that was written by four musicians from England in the 1960s. They were young then. They're not young now. But I'm going to close with we'll call it the campfire version, and it's not going to be done well. That part won't sit so well either, because you're going to try to get the right version of the song into your head. But this is the psalm from four musicians from England. Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. I do appreciate your being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me, help me, ooh. Help. God, hear our prayer today. Stir up your might. Amen.